Using Our Made-Up Names. Written by Aaron Path. Read by God of Laundry Baskets. Fandom. Moon Knight. You're going to need a name. Layla shifts Harrow / Amit's unconscious body on her shoulder and frowns. What? A cool alias for when you're in the costume, says Steven, tagging along behind her. A superhero name. They're going to split up in a bit. When Layla gets to the point of actually turning Harrow over to the group, she explained to Steven as Egyptian Shield. But considering the number of disappearing acts Mark has pulled over the past few months, she's not letting that body out of her sight until the last possible moment. Khonshu kind of made up his own and stuck us with it, Steven adds ruefully. Wasn't the worst thing, but you might want to hurry up about picking yours. Tarawet hasn't said anything about giving me an alias. I was, more worried about the media. Ah, fair point. I've never even thought of it. How do I pick? Steven mulls it over. Well, you don't have a title or a degree or anything. Like Captain America or Doctor Strange or Star-Lord. Although I guess you could just make one up. Not sure Star-Lord is Lord of anything. I don't even know which one Star-Lord is, admits Layla. Oh, he's one of the human-looking aliens who dropped in to help during the big one. I think his people did that thing you got in old sci-fi, where aliens studied Earth based on picking up our radio signals 20 years after they got sent out. He made a bunch of jokes based on stuff from the 80s. That does ring a bell, sort of. Layla didn't recognize the American pop culture references, but she vaguely remembers seeing them explained in a listicle somewhere. No titles, sorry. And I don't like the idea of faking one. It's fine for cover IDs and counterfeit passports, but for superheroics it seems a little tacky. Right, of course. How do you feel about colors? Are there a lot of color ones? Oh, loads, Steven says brightly. Black Panther, Red Guardian, White Wolf, Black Widow, got a bit of an animal theme going too. There's a heap of rubble blocking their path. Not huge, but Layla needs her powers to jump it. I do like the sound of that. Then you've got a huge well of mythology to draw from, says Steven, clambering over the debris after her. The Egyptians had loads of symbolism around... right, you know that. Sorry, I'm not used to talking about this with people who actually are Egyptian. Well, you caught yourself a lot faster than most people do, says Layla fondly. She wonders if Steven realized on his own, or if Mark poked him about it from somewhere in the back of their head. Go ahead and tell me about your favorite options, okay? She really is interested, but also their path has started to wind past a few dead bodies, some from Harrow's cultists, some from the victims they weren't in time to save. Which means it seems prudent for Layla to keep Steven talking about something else. I mean, you have powers from Tarawet, who's mostly linked with hippos. Sure enough, Steven's warming to the topic fast. Would that sound weird? Like, it's knocking on your weight somehow. Tarawet also gets a bit with crocodiles, but that might give the wrong idea to anyone who saw Amit tonight. And a bit with lions. Those are cool. Oh, but you have the wings. Those look like Isis's wings more than anything, which are based on the wings of kites. But most people who hear that, English-speaking people anyway, aren't going to think of the bird first. Maybe you could swap it for hawks? Can't do falcons, obviously, that's taken. They start getting in range of human activity. Yelling voices, pounding footsteps, revving cars. Layla catches enough of the Arabic to zero in on the people she's looking for. Time for you to wait here, she tells Stephen, prying open the door of a deserted shop with her free arm and shooing him behind a display of rugs. I'll come pick you up in a bit. Do not let Mark take off without me. You understand? Stephen presses both hands to his heart. Swear to God. I mean, well, you know what I mean. When she takes to the air, the last she hears is him muttering under his breath. Golden hippo, copper hippo, golden lioness, white lioness, copper kite, ugh, definitely not white kite. The guys are still asleep when Layla wakes up and stay that way for another 6 hours, which means she has a lot of time to sit around the cheap motel, eating takeout and scrolling through the news on Twitter. Mark is the one who wakes up. Good. That means Layla can show him her favorite clip from the Arabic language coverage. But how did they come up with that? He asks, staring blearily at the screen. I mean, there are a couple red parts, but not that many. And those are obviously bird wings. Layla shrugs and pops another date in her mouth. Technically, it was Stephen's idea. Quick reader's note, Layla's superhero name is Red Scarab. The end.